Discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous, bienvenue sur French Your Way podcast. This is episode number 24. And this episode will be a little bit different because today I'm not going to explain a grammar notion nor explain to you some new vocabulary and expressions. In fact, I wanted to react to one email that I received very recently from John. I don't know where John lives, but I thought it was a very interesting email with a very interesting question that many of you may be asking yourselves. And so I wanted to share my advice and my opinion with you and so discuss a little bit about that. So hang on, first I'm going to read you John's email. So John says, I recently just found your website and podcast. So yeah, I do have a website. It's frenchyourway.com.au. And two podcasts, so the one that you're listening to, French Your Way podcast. I also have French Voices podcast. And I'm enjoying them both. So that's great. I like your approach to the podcast. Most take a short dialogue and break it down, but I like how you take a more pedagogical approach. Together with all the other podcasts I'm listening to, it makes for a great way to learn on my daily commute. Also, for me, that's a very good compliment because that's what I would like you to do. Just find and experience different ways to expose yourself to French and use your time effectively or efficiently. So I'm happy that I'm in your ears while you are commuting. Now to the question that John has. Listening is not my major problem, though. I'm finding it hard to keep up the motivation to keep learning for a few reasons. Whenever I try to engage someone in French, I find that I hesitate while searching for the correct word or conjugation, and I make simple errors that I shouldn't be making given the time that I've been studying French. Since April, but this is my third attempt to learn French in my lifetime, I'm 46. This wears down my confidence and I revert to English sooner than I would like. It makes me feel that there is only so much I can learn and I'll never be able to get to the point of carrying on a conversation. I had set a goal in April of being conversationally fluent in French by the end of the year, but I don't know if that's possible at this point. What is your experience with older learners? Can we truly achieve some proficiency in a second language at this age? To give you an idea of my experience, I take a conversational class once a week. I listen to podcasts and take an online course, and I meet a native French speaker once a week for the last 6 weeks to practice my French. I feel like I'm progressing, but I expect to be making more progress than what I have. What's your advice? So first, John, I want to thank you for taking the time to write such a long email to me and to to really disclose your problem to me. And this is what my answer would be. There's actually a lot to say, so this is in no particular order. First, you're talking about finding it hard to keep up the motivation to keep learning for a few reasons. And that is very important, the motivation. I've recently written an article that was entitled "How Long Does It Take to Learn French?" And I'll put the link to this article in the show notes. And I was saying that motivation, like having a big why as to why you're learning, helps you like getting focused and refocus when sometimes you can get a little bit discouraged, because that can happen as well. So for example, I had a student whose grandchildren were living in the French part of Canada, and her motivation was to be able to bond with them in French and to be able to read books to them in French. So at times when you feel that you're not progressing as much as you would like, it is a good reminder to get back on tracks, because there is a high purpose behind it. Your motivation can be wanting to be able to understand the interviews that I do for French Voices without using the transcript, or it can be being able to find your way and like survive quite easily next time you go to a French-speaking country. It can also be just pure passion and interest for the language, but you don't learn French just to learn French, or just any language for that matter, because that can be a bit overwhelming. So you didn't say what your motivation was exactly, and you who are listening to this episode, can you tell me what is your motivation? What motivates you to learn French? You started learning in April, that was only a few months ago. So maybe you're putting a little bit of pressure on yourself, because it's really quite recent. And learning takes time. If you think of a baby, I'm talking about a baby who is going to learn speaking in their own native language. Well, for the first year and a half of their life, they're going to be exposed to their language all the time, and yet they don't speak. So they need a lot of time to absorb. I mean, even the first few years, maybe until 7 or 8 years old, the language will be very wobbly, will have a lot of mistakes. They will make the same mistakes over and over again that the parents will correct. So this is just to illustrate, not to discourage you, but just to illustrate that language learning is a very long process. Now, as adults or as students, we can take shortcuts by explicitly learning about the system that structures a language, that is the grammar. So it saves us time to know about these rules, rather than trying to integrate them by ourselves. Something very important to remember as well is that it's not because you've been explained something once that you're actually going to be able to use it straight away without mistakes. There's a difference between understanding something and actually what I call like absorbing, integrating it, and making it fully like a comfortable use. That's why sometimes I hear mistakes from my students. They make the same mistake 10, 20 or 50 times, and I have to correct them every single time, and one day it finally clicks. For me, if I'm talking about my experience of English language, even though my English is at a pretty good level now, but I still feel like I'm learning every day. Though sometimes I'm particularly aware that so when I hear a word, I think, oh yeah, this word, I know what that means, but I've never used it myself. I don't feel able to use it myself. There was this word that my husband taught me, because I was doing some crosswords and I came across this word. It was to hover, so to fly in a stationary motion, to hover. And we were on the Great Ocean Road on that day, as I was doing my crosswords in the car, and later we saw a seagull because we stopped at a beach, and I purposely said, oh, this seagull is hovering, right? And he said, yeah, that's it. So I used it on the same day, but sometimes I am aware of a word that I kind of hear like occasionally, and until I actually reuse it to myself. I don't feel like I own it. So it's just taking time, and it's just something that's very normal. Then you mentioned that these mistakes were done your confidence, and confidence is absolutely key word to language learning, but any kind of learning. Because if you lose confidence, you're going to be uncomfortable, and then you're going to drop the language, or to drop the learning. And I find that confidence is a major obstacle to people giving their French a try. An anecdote that was interesting that happened recently. Recently, I was in Sydney for the French festival, and I talked to a woman about self-consciousness. Yeah, because she was telling me that she loved French, but she didn't dare really trying to speak French, because she thought that speaking French with an English accent, like, she would sound, and I quote, stupid and horrible. And I told her, look, it's actually the same for me when I speak English with my French accent, and then I hear myself, or I hear some other French people speak in English. Oh, that seriously makes me cringe, and I just can't listen to myself. I find it's terrible. And she exclaimed, oh no, but your accent is like so lovely, it's so sexy, it's so cute. And I said, well, I don't think so, but that's what I think of English speakers who try to speak French. I think they sound very cute and sexy too. And actually, when I met the one who was going to become my husband, we were in Hong Kong, and he wanted to show me that he knew a little bit of French, and he started blurting out, like telling me a French recipe in French by heart. And like, my jaw dropped, and as he was like talking about like how you needed to fry the onions in the olive oil and stuff, I was, it was so cute, and I completely fell for it. So, this woman in Sydney said, oh, that's very interesting, because I will think about that next time I feel too self-conscious about my accent, that you have the reverse problem, and that I should not be as worried. So it's just an illustration on how confidence can actually undermine you. Then you said that you wanted to be conversationally fluent by the end of the year. And I'm just not sure when we can say that we have achieved fluency, because I don't think there is such a thing as a finish line. So you can try to aim at, I think this is not a measurable goal, and to be able to reach the goal, you need to be able to assess whether you've reached it or not by making it measurable. And at what point can we say that we are fluent, conversationally fluent? That I'm not too sure. So you need to define a little bit better, like, what is it that you want to do? Do you want to be able to order like a favorite dish at a restaurant? As I said, to just get around quite easily in France. And that is already a good level of French, like the survival French. You already need to know quite a lot of things. And yet that remains... So that's excellent for traveling, and that remains a level that is not the fluent level, because at a higher stage of proficiency, you would have being able to talk about things that are more abstract, like current affairs, politics, you know. So there's the concrete world and your environment, and then there's all the abstract ideas and expressing of opinions. So probably very ambitious to try to set that goal for to achieve that in 8 months time. Well, that actually takes years, but there is certainly a good amount of things that you can learn in 8 months. So just don't be too hard with yourself. You also mentioning your age. Well, you're not old. I had a student who once was like double your age. He was actually 83 when he started lessons with me. And he had a very good motivation. He wanted to write epic poems in French, which is soon. Like, and I was really amazed because he very soon started to write his own poems in French. His job now, I wanted to like be a pilot and learn how to fly planes. So that's what he then went to do. And so this is like really, it's never too late to start learning anything if you're really passionate about something. What's more, learning a foreign language is very good intellectual stimulation and is very good for keeping your memory alive. So age definitely not a problem in my opinion. Another point that you're making, John, is that you said you're progressing, but expect to be making more progress than what you have. All right, so progress is a little bit hard to measure objectively unless you take your notes back and you have written the date on it. Well, when you're a total beginner, you can notice your progress more because you start from nothing and then within a few hours or days or weeks you start like really adding up. Once you get to intermediate or even advanced, it's really harder to see the improvement, even for us teachers, because you keep improving, but it appears slower because it's just less noticeable. So that's one thing. I would suggest that you try to take your notes from 1 month ago and 2 months ago, and that you actually see and maybe write down explicitly everything that you've been learning. It's the same for our everyday life. Sometimes we have the feeling that we haven't done anything in our day or in our week, or maybe the year has passed so much. And what have we achieved? If we just sit down and take a pen and actually write everything that we've done, we will always find that we've done way more than we thought. So you may have already been learning like the past tense or your numbers, you can count easily, or you can ask questions, or I'm sure there's plenty of things that you're learning every day. So just try to have an objective look at this. And you're telling about all the different ways you've been learning, so conversation classes, podcasts, online courses, and meeting a native French speaker. Well, it seems good. You're doing a range of things to expose yourself to French, and it's good to try to combine different ways of learning French to create your own experience and get as much exposure and practice as possible. The only requirement for that, I would say, is that it needs to be enjoyable to you. I have also an article, another one that I will put in the show notes, that I written last November. It's tips on how you can add French to your daily life, so you can also benefit to these tips. But really, just give it time, because it's great because you sound very committed and hardworking. I would say enjoy the process rather than feel frustrated by it. Again, being conversationally fluent by the end of the year is, in my opinion, is not a measurable goal. I think that puts more pressure on you than anything. And there's no finish line as regards to learning a language. And if there were, I wouldn't even consider that I'm there myself with English, because I'm still learning. So yeah, don't try to look for a finish line, but consider language learning more like a journey, and enjoy this journey, because learning a language is really a fascinating ride. So yeah, I hope it reassures you, John, and that it reassures many of you who are listening, because I know how much confidence in yourself and patience are the keys to keep learning. So what's your opinion on what I just said? Feel free to share your experience, to agree or disagree with me. Maybe you have some tips for John as well. Leave all your comments in the comment section of the episode on my website, frenchaway.com.au. And that is for podcast number 24. Thanks a lot and see you in the next episode of French Away Podcast.